But here I am, 33 years old. I'll be 34 at the end of this year. And I am just now recognizing, accepting, and utilizing the tools that have been given to me in this lifetime to be an overcomer, to be a influencer, to be an encourager, to be an uplifter, to help others, to inspire others. And, you know, that for me is mind-boggling. Like, if I would have known this is the position I would have been in my life, if I would have made that one decision, I would have done it a long, long time ago. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just divine timing. It's not, it wasn't my time then, and it's my time now. But I'm doing so many things now that I would have never seen myself doing before. I have a new confidence and a new level of, like, security that I never had before. Wherever I had fear and anxiety before, because I had some pretty significant depression and anxiety, y'all, I now have peace and calming. And something that I hated to do was read. I have read more books in the last 6 months than I have probably read in my entire lifetime. I have devoted more time to personal enrichment. I won't even call it development, because it's more, it's enrichment. It is listening to yourself, using the tools that, you know, others have laid out, that God has given them, and listening, like literally listening, and learning to use them in a positive way. It's been a game changer for me. That's like, if you followed my Instagram, you'll know recently, this is my second week of what is called the carnivore diet. And for me, it is about personal mental things that I needed to work through. And I knew the only way I was going to get mental clarity was to completely get myself away from processed food and things that are, you know, not a part of what we should have in our diet. I'm not saying that, you know, fruits and veggies aren't healthy. I'm not here to proclaim that. But for me, like, I needed to set boundaries, and I needed to bust through some mental blocks. And I kind of knew in my spirit, this is the only way I was going to be able to accomplish that. You know, the saying, go big or go home. Yeah, I definitely went big on this one. I have been low carb, higher fat for the better part of a year and a half, and that works for me, and it works well for me. Like, I have maintained my weight loss for a year and a half now, and I would toy around with carb cycling a little bit while I was lifting heavy, and then I would just get lazy with it, and then I would fall back into old habits and patterns. And for me, one thing, like, I battle is eating when I'm not hungry. Like, is completely uncalled for. Like, our bodies are programmed to know when we're hungry and we're thirsty. And yes, the signals are the same. That's why they recommend you drink water first. But, like, I would literally socially eat, and I didn't need to. And I knew that this ultimately was going to jeopardize my health. Like, not only that, I would make poor decisions socially. And it was because the culture that we're raised in, well, me specifically, is based around food. And, you know, it's, you kind of, for me, I looked at it as a disrespect if I would say no, or if I would turn something down. But the only person I was disrespecting was myself, was disrespecting my body. I didn't love myself enough to say no, I don't need that. So I had to learn, you know, some things. And yes, I'm only 2 weeks in, but it's been an amazing 2 weeks. Like, I'm already finding the patterns of things that cause me to binge, and learning to process through emotions in a different way than shoving food in my mouth, which brought about a release of the hormones and things that I needed to kind of get that temporary endorphin high. And, you know, becoming mindful of that is amazing. It's empowering. And the other thing is, like, if I hadn't been a part of this program I'm doing, I would have never even thought to try this. Like, I would have not been so drastic because I would have thought, there's no way you can completely eliminate food groups and eat only animal products. There's no way. It's not healthy. You're crazy. Because everything I've been taught my entire life has been, you know, a well-balanced plate, but our culture, again, tends to lay heavy on processed foods, carbohydrates, and fried stuff. So, comfort food at its finest. And that became my coping mechanism. So, having to push myself out of my comfort zone to learn a new way, yeah, it's been a struggle, but it's also going to be significantly rewarding for not only me, but my family. I have, you know, two daughters that they're going to learn the way that I deal with things, and I want them to do better than I did. I mean, I think as a parent, that's a lot of our goals. But if we get it right, how amazing is it, you know, to be able to be that person that doesn't fly off the handle because you're hangry? I don't get hangry anymore. Like, I have learned to combat that, or to be the person that doesn't get irritable because a chemical that you've just ingested has messed with your mental state. I am learning to avoid those triggers. And yes, if you don't think I'm serious, for me, it is very, very true. And I'm sure if you would test the theory, it would be for you too. So, the next 2 weeks, I'm going to continue my carnivore. I'm probably going to extend it just because I want to get the full benefit. I really want to learn to appreciate food and see it for fuel instead of, you know, an alternative mechanism of coping. And my relationship with food is healing. My relationship with my family is healing. And it's just been, you know, remarkable. And yeah, I have done some new things that I didn't do before. I have always prayed and I've always, you know, loved and trusted God, but I didn't really at the same level. It's just been a different kind of meditation. And I had never meditated before, where you listen to somebody and you pay attention to your breath and you listen to quieting music. I thought, that's a bunch of hocus pocus. Who has time for that? But I have incorporated that. I thought, you know, I've done different things. I've done hard things. I can do hard things. I can do this. I know that I can do this. So I'm like, why not try it? Why not see what happens? And I'm just going to say this, like, the positivity that it brings, like, my ability to decide to be happy when I could decide to be angry makes me joyful. Like, it makes me happy that I can just now, instead of letting something or circumstances that are out of my control or someone who I can't control affect me and control my day and my life, and I can just release that off into the universe and still decide to put a smile on my face and make the best day, that to me has been worth the whole adventure. And I know for me that it's just going to keep improving from here. And yeah, I'm going to have hard days. I'm going to have shortcomings. I'm going to have slips. I'm going to have challenges. But a few things are changed. Like, I have a direct connection to God, and I know how to handle it. I have an inner peace and calming about myself, a new outlook and perspective. And I have a support system, and that makes a difference.